Drive with Rachel Smalley. Are you ready? On News Talk ZB.
Hello, good evening to you. Well, it's been a day of speed dating for our politicians at Parliament. Winston Peters and his team met with the National Party and the Labour Party for preliminary coalition talks. Mr. Peters first met with the National Party, who stayed pretty tight-lipped about anything that was discussed. And then Labour's Jacinda Ardern and her team met with New Zealand First this afternoon. And Ardern was positive when she, relentlessly positive, perhaps, when she came out of the meeting.
Very positive, thank you.
Was it a bit of a getting to know you exercise for you with Winston?
No, it was a great start.
Winston Peters, well, he did offer a little bit more of an insight.
Well, it's, you know, between the devil and the deep blue sea here. Not in terms of the political parties, but we just can't win. You can't win with the public. You can't win with the media. You can't win with the commentariat. You can't win with people who believe it's all about first past the post, even though they're in an MMP environment, and they just bang on day in, day out.
And he did want to make another point very clear. It's not him alone that will decide the next government.
I will not be making up my mind. My party will make up its mind as a caucus and as a board and no other way. And if you'd stop writing about Winston Peters making up his mind, well, the fact is that the whole thing's been depicted as one man holding the country to ransom. And I belong to a very democratic caucus and a very democratic board. We haven't lasted 24 years by not being democratic.
Well, on the negotiation topics are certainly very much under wraps. Winston Peters today said, though, again, that the Pike River re-entry has always been a bottom line for him.
I mean, this is a serious matter. 29 people lost their lives. They've been denied justice. And it's just contaminated with a whole lot of appalling political behaviour. And so we intend to sort it out.
So that campaign to re-enter the Pike River mine rests in the hands of Winston Peters. He's met today with families of the miners, of the victims, before he went into those coalition talks with Labour and National. Sonia Rockhouse was at the meeting. Hello to you, Sonia.
Hello.
What has Winston Peters told you?
He's just reaffirmed everything that he's been saying over the last few months, that his commitment to us is as strong as it was the first day he said it.
Okay,
In regards to manned re-entry.
Okay, because Labour has also committed to a manned re-entry. National has not. So,
no.
Have you had talks with the leaders of those two parties?
We have had no talks with National or ACT, but all the other parties. So the Greens are just as committed to us as well. So for us, it's a win-win, really.
Okay. The fact that Winston Peters holds quite a lot of power at the moment and will dictate which government is next, are you confident that a manned re-entry will happen, that Winston Peters will make this
yes.
not negotiable bottom line?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I know, Sonia, you've also been in the Supreme Court today. This
yes.
is to do, we've discussed this earlier on the program, WorkSafe's decision to drop charges against the former boss, Peter Whittle.
Yes.
That was in return for Mr. Whittle's insurers paying families $3.41 million. Now, with your lawyer, Nigel Hampton QC, you say that was unlawful. Do you think that he essentially, Peter Whittle, bought his way out of justice?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, it was brought up in court today, actually by one of the judges who said, so what you're saying, she was talking to the WorkSafe lawyer, and she said, so what you're saying is that if someone murders somebody, all they've got to do is pay some money to the victim's family and they can walk away without charge. And, you know, obviously he didn't make much of a comment on that, but that's basically what they were saying, and that's basically what they did.
Tell us about that process as it occurred. So it was WorkSafe that were dealing with Peter Whittle and his lawyers. WorkSafe
yes.
said they would drop charges against him. Peter Whittle said that he would, through his insurers, pay this money to the families. I think it worked out about $110,000
yes.
per family. Did you have any say in that process? Did you
no.
have any... So why not?
No. We didn't even know it was happening. So, I mean, we found out after Anna and I began this process with the judicial review, we found out that the decision that was all made in the June, we didn't find out about it until the December, until it was all done and dusted. We were on a teleconference where WorkSafe told the families that were on the teleconference that the charges would be dropped. Obviously, there was a lot of dismay and people were upset. Then the very next morning in the Christchurch court, Judge Farish presided over the... Well, it was just a...
It was a formality, was it?
A formality, yes, just doing the formal side of things. And there it was. It was all done. The money was already with the court. They had our bank account numbers from some time before that, months and months and months, when it looked like the government was going to make a payout. They asked all of us for our bank account numbers, so they already had those. And, yeah, so the money was there, and we were all just like stunned mullets, really. We just didn't have a clue what was going on. It had only been 24 hours since they'd told us all the charges were being dropped. So, you know, it was all done and dusted before we even knew what was going on.
So everybody, the families received the money, but now you want to do what? I mean, was it your understanding you received that money and there would never be a prosecution?
Well, I don't think any of us really understood what the heck was going on. I mean, you know, before all this, we were just, you know, I was just a mum, and I'd never had anything to do with any of this sort of stuff. So I don't think any of us really understood what was going on. And it's sort of once it hit us that he actually, that was it, he was able to walk away without any charge. And we started thinking about it and thinking, well, hang on a minute, you know, this is not right.
Do you want accountability?
Absolutely. We want truth, justice and accountability. You know, 29 men went to work, didn't come home, and not one person has been held to account for it. And that, how can that happen in this day and age in New Zealand? It just shouldn't happen. So
agreed. So what is the legal advice to you that if you win this case, if the Supreme Court rules in your favour, that this was unlawful for WorkSafe to drop those charges, what happens next? What options are open to you?
Well, if we win, there's not a heck of a lot. It will be a moral victory, and that's about all at this stage. Because of the way our laws are set up and things, we can't bring Peter Whittle back because it's not a criminal offence. So it's really just a moral victory, but it's the principle, really, of the whole thing that we weren't going to let him get away with it. Sadly, if it was up to us, we would have him brought back from Australia to face the charges. But unfortunately, the way our laws and things are set up in New Zealand, that won't happen.
Will you ever get accountability then, Sonia?
Oh, gosh, I hope so.
How will you, though, if you can't prosecute Peter Whittle?
There are a few other avenues. I mean, he wasn't the only one. There were other people that were you know, should be held to account as well. But we'll just keep chipping away. I mean, we're pretty busy with a whole lot of things at the moment. So, we'll just see what will happen. We won't find out for a couple of months the result of today.
All right.
We're feeling quite positive about it. So, yeah.
Sonia Brockhouse, thank you so much for speaking with us. Family member, of course, of one of the victims of the Pike River mine tragedy. That case before the Supreme Court at the moment. It's 5:15.